you arrested in 1948?
Then Romania was invaded by the Red Army, and they wanted to install the communism in the country. For this, they had to arrest the politicians, the classic political party, and at the same time, the generation of intellectuals and students. Because we made a position, we had a Christian education, and we made a position not violently, but only a spiritual and ideological opposition. Then they decided to arrest the intellectuals and the young students and the schoolboys. I think we were arrested around 20,000 young students and schoolboys.
What were the ages of some of these people? You say they were schoolboys.
Between 16 and 20, 22 years.
When you were taken to prison, how were you treated? What was done to you?
Oh, in this time, the treatment in the prison was very hard. They killed many people. Generally, we were arrested around 1 million people. And from this 1 million people, more than 200,000 were killed, exterminated by hunger, torture, forced labor, and despair.
What did they do to you? Could you give some examples of what they did to you?
Yeah, for instance, we were in Pitești prison, the students, and they tried, they started a special re-education, brainwashing for us. This brainwashing consisted in torture, in denunciations by our of our parents, friends, and all people we met when we were free. And so after 4 years, many of us were killed, many of us were foolish men, and many of us were very sick, and few of us were normal people.
Why were you and other people arrested in 1948, and what sort of numbers were involved?
In general, we were arrested more than 1 million people. Intellectuals, scholars, professors, students, and schoolboys. And from this 1 million, more than 200,000 people were exterminated by hunger, forced labor, torture, and despair.
Why were they arrested?
Because the Red Army wanted to install the communism in our country, and we had a Christian education, and we made a spiritual opposition, a philosophical opposition, and they treated us with violence and torture.
But you hadn't taken out direct opposition, you hadn't gone out to the streets to fight them?
No, we made opposition only inside the university, because they wanted to introduce the communist in university as an obligatory discipline. And we ask them to not to introduce the politics in the university, to let us to study and to worship Jesus Christ and the God.
What did they do to you and other people inside the prisons in that period?
They tortured us during the interrogation. Many of us died. And after all, they tried, especially about us, the young people, to make special pressure to wash our brain, to transform us from Christian in anti-Christians, to oblige us to denounce our friends, our parents, and so on. And many of us died in prison, many became foolish people, and many are sick until now. Very few are normal people now, after this period.
Was it psychological pressure, or was there also physical beating?
Physical and psychological also. Hours and days and years we have submitted to this pressure, psychological and torture. For this, many of us died.
Were Soviets involved in this?
No, always the Soviets were the counselors and the chiefs of the Minister of Internal Affairs and Economical also. The counselor and the chief of internal affairs, minister of internal affairs, was a Russian general. Patyusha, his name was Patyusha.
And in the prisons too, were there Soviets?
No, They were only counselors. They didn't telephone directly in our torture.
But they gave the pattern of attack,
yes.
Mental and physical.
Yes, natural.
Could you give us an example, a specific example, of psychological pressure that was brought against you inside prison in Romania?
Yeah, I was in Pitești in 1950, and one day in my cell entered three guards and other two people, I didn't know them, and they started to beat me at the beginning, and afterwards they asked me about people I met during my freedom. I refused to make declaration. They started to beat me longer, and during 2 weeks I was submitted to this interrogation. Day and night. I had no time. I had no permission to lie or to sleep or to eat. 2 weeks, only one day I was once a day I was allowed to eat, and all the time they put me questions. After 2 weeks, I was already crazy.
Did you break down?
Yeah, I break down. Yes, and all people break down.
Did you confess the things you didn't do?
Yes, I confess all. And all people confessed. We were in this prison, 2,000 people, and many of us died and became crazy after having made... It was not only the truth. They didn't want the truth. They want us to lie against people. They want to destroy our trust in ourselves. They wanted to destroy our faith. It was like a black liturgy. The whole liturgy was made inverse. I don't know exactly how to call it in English, but we started the liturgy from the end to the beginning. It was a black liturgy. They wanted to destroy us, our faith, our hope, our soul. And they succeeded for a long time.
Was this pattern of brutality, was this learned from the Russians, taught by the Russians?
Yes. All this experience was made in Russian. And if you read, for instance, the pedagogical poem of Makarenko, you'll see that the methods were used by him. Only he gave them a humanitarian aspect. But they applied this in prison, in our prisons in Romania, with all the brutality Makarenko played in Russia.
How long did you spend in prison in your whole lifetime? How long did you spend in Romania?
21 years and 6 months.
What periods of time were you in prison in Romania?
I was in prison between 1948 and 64 for the first time. And the second time I was arrested in March 79 and was put free in August 84. And afterwards, I had a year of house arrest with all my family.
Could you describe some of the things that were done to you in prison, in your 1980 prison?
Yes, I want to mention that between my first period of imprisonment and the second period, there was no difference. The torture, the brutality was the same. For instance, in 1980, I was very sick in the hospital prison Žilava. And one day I was praying in my cell. I'm a priest, and I wanted to accomplish my duty to God. I was praying, I was very sick, and a guard rushed in my cell. He started to beat me with his stick, yes. My hands were like that, and I refused to take my hands off. And he beat me very cruelly on the head, on the back, on the heads. And the next day, my hands were completely black. A doctor came in my cell and asked him if the torture is allowed in the prison. And the doctor answered me that he's there to cure my sickness and not to intervene in my connections with the guards.
Who ordered your arrest in 1979?
In 1979, I was arrested by the order of Ceaușescu directly. And he asked the secret police to exterminate me in the first 2 years of imprisonment. But God protected me, because God is better and stronger than the man.
What was the policy of the Communist Party towards religion, organized religion, in Romania in the Stalinist period?
The Communists tried to destroy the religion by two means, by brutal means and by compromises. So the first hierarchs were killed, poisoned, or killed in prison. The second generation started to make compromises, and the third generation, the actual generation of hierarchs, are completely submitted to the communist regime. If a priest tried to protest or tried to make his duty, as Jesus Christ asked us, the first to hit him are the hierarchs, and afterwards, the communism authorities intervened and arrested them. For instance, I was defrocked. I was chased from the monastery, from the church and from the school. So I was given, without any ecclesiastic protection, in the hands of the secret police who arrested me.
So the church authorities are essentially completely submissive to the will of the
Yes, the church authority is completely collaborating with the communist regime. Not only the Orthodox Church, which is the stronger, but even the Catholic Church and Baptists and so on, the official leaders are collaborating with the communism.
During the Stalinist period, do you know roughly how many priests were killed?
I think around 500 people were killed in prison.
Who were priests?
Priests, Orthodox, Catholic, and Greek Catholic. They were killed, and many pastors.
What happened to churches? Buildings?
Yeah, the buildings are destroyed. Ceaușescu, in the last 2 years, only in Bucharest, Ceaușescu destroyed more than 20 churches. And he declared officially that he wanted the Bucharest to be the first capital in the world without God, without churches. He made this declaration and he tried to accomplish it.
Were some of the things that he destroyed in Bucharest, some of the churches, were they valuable?
All the churches were very valuable because Bucharest is our first capital, and all the churches were very old. They were historical monuments, and they were well destroyed by Ceaușescu. He wanted to destroy all the civilization, the culture, and to install a new civilization, a communist one, epoch of Ceaușescu.
What was the attitude of the Communist Party to religion throughout Eastern Europe in the Stalinist period?
It's the same, you know, because all the disposal or the attitude of a communist regime in front of the church is ordered from Kremlin. And the attitude that Kremlin took in front of the church was after all took by the other communist regimes in Romania and Poland, in Bulgaria and so on. The methods were absolutely the same. They started by killing, by compromising, by forbidding the churches. For instance, the Greek Catholic Church is a Catholic church, but with Oriental light. Was forbidden in 1946 in Russia, in 1948 in Romania, in 1948 in Poland, and so on. We have, for instance, in Romania, six bishops. They were all arrested and all killed in prison. But they had the time to order another generation. The second generation was arrested, and half of them killed in prison. Now there are another third generation, and they are working underground. Since 1948 until now, this church is working underground.
What happens to people in Romania today who try to organize human rights groups or free trade unions?
If somebody tried to organize something regarding the human rights, this organization is beheaded immediately. For instance, in 1979, Dr. Kana, Brașoveanu, and other people organized a free trade union. They called it SLOMR, Sindicatul Liber al Oamenilor Muncii din România. I was involved with them because I was a guarantee that this free trade union was not a communist one. It was a Christian one, and all the organizers were arrested and sentenced. I was arrested also with them and sentenced to 10 years. Dr. Kana was sentenced to 7 years, Brașoveanu to 5 years, and so on.
What is life like now in winter for ordinary people in Romania?
Now, I receive from time to time clandestine letters, and every time, everyone is sadder than the other one. The people are in desperation. They had no heating. They had no milk. They had no meat. They had no bread. They had nothing. For instance, a kilo of potatoes costs 32 lei. That means the salary for a day. And we cannot. They cannot nourish 6 members of the family with a kilo of potatoes. And the desperation is very big. They ask us to protest, to tell the truth about the situation in Romania. No heat, no electricity, no bread, no milk. The children die in house or in hospitals. They had no cure, no medical cure.
Can you tell us about the children who were killed in Bucharest Hospital?
Yes, during the winter between 84 and 85, I met a doctor. He was a doctor in the hospital for children, Grigore Alexandrescu from Bucharest. And he told me, asked me to tell that to the world, that 93 children died in incubators because the electricity was cut, and they died because of the cold. And that happens in a single hospital, but in all the hospital, nobody knows how many children were killed by the disposal of Ceausescu.
If Ceausescu were to fall tomorrow and Romania was to go back to a more normal communism, how free, how happy would the people of Romania be?
I think there'll be a certain joy in Romania, but immediately the followers will install the same situation. We don't believe in the human face of the communism. Our experience of 70 years or in Russia, of over 40 years in Romania, demonstrated the communists cannot have a human face.
So can communism be reformed, do you think?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because the principle of communism is that the communism has no faith, they destroyed the religion, they denied all the moral principle of Christianity, and they put nothing in the replace by nothing. Only by terror, by this new class of leaders who try to enrich their life and to have a very, very good life without taking care about the people who died. And not only Romania or in Russia, you know, Afghanistan, the wall of Berlin, nothing changed with Gorbachev. And now Glasnost and Perestroika are only for export. In Russia, they didn't use the wars now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
2093. Yeah. Ceausescu export electricity, food, and all things on the expense of the people, because he made big debts to the Western people, to the old country and the banks. And he decided to pay these debts on the expense of the people. For this, children are died in prison, in hospitals. He cuts the electricity. This electricity exported in Bulgaria and in other countries. And last time in the country, for instance, they have electricity only from Friday until Sunday night. In the rest of the week, they had no electricity. No possibility to prepare the food, no possibility to heat the house and so on. The situation is very, very difficult, very hard, and the people is in desperation. For this, they go out in the streets. They are protesting, like in Brasov and other towns in Romania.
What was one of the consequences in Bucharest, in the hospital there, of the energy export and the energy cuts in the country?
The children died in incubators. They had no medicines. They had no food for the people. Mothers died in the hospital so without having medical care. And doctors cannot make operation. They had no electricity, no light. Many doctors are operating with lamps with gas and or candles and so on.